Talk about a fixer-upper. Stonehenge, which is often called the world's premier Neolithic monument, is about to receive the This Old House treatment. Well, the roads leading to it, at any rate. Neolithic persons erected these standing stones nearly 5,000 years ago, and apart from some minor pockmarks inflicted by foul English weather, they've held up pretty well. But last week, the English government announced they intend to renovate the roads and nearby visitor center, which the House of Commons had recently called a national disgrace. John Maloney, assistant director of the Stonehenge Project with English Heritage, joins us from our studios in London. Mr. Maloney, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure.
And what's it look like, the ancient stones alongside what's been called a national disgrace?
The present visitor facilities don't serve the visitor well. They are intrusive. They're literally 100 yards from the stones themselves. And allied to them, you have a major road on the north side of the stones and a local road on the south side of the stones. So the stones are really blighted by 20th century clutter. Mm-hmm. The intention now is to close down the existing facilities, provide new world-class visitor facilities about 2.5 miles away, remove the local road in its entirety, and the major road on the north side is going to be tunnelled, so it's entirely removed from view. So at long last, something of the dignity and the isolation of the stones and also their setting within the landscape will be restored to them.
Mr. Maloney, maybe we should remind ourselves every now and then, why, in your judgment and the judgment of English Heritage, is it important to make Stonehenge available to hundreds of thousands of visitors every year?
Well, I suppose first and foremost, it is so iconic. It's a monument that's known throughout the world. For me, at least, there is something that's extremely moving about it. There's something that reminds me of a great past to which I belong and have a place, and a past in which, in part, I know. There's also that very special feeling of the timelessness of it, and indeed that's a more humbling aspect of the experience, that, you know, we are a grain of sand in the great scheme of the cosmos.
Mr. Maloney, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
John Maloney, Assistant Director of the Stonehenge Project with English Heritage, speaking from our studios in London, and it's 22 minutes before the hour.